You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we delve into the world of craft beer, liquor, and other beverages.
Hey fans, awesome episode today. I have co-host Dini. Dini, welcome to the show again.
Again.
My honorary Taste Master.
I'm honored myself.
Thanks for coming and filling in today. And I have someone special for you, one of my new friends, Brandon Shea. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
So Brandon's a local up-and-coming photographer. Kicking ass, has awesome pictures. I met him through seeing your work online, and then we have a mutual friend. And then
I keep forgetting that we're both friends of Britlin.
Shout out Britlin. But I found out you like beer too. So I am trying to get, I have almost what, 8 beers in front of you, 9 beers.
Yeah, very easily.
And I am going to get you to at least walk away with a new style you haven't had before. I haven't appreciated, and see if I can get you to be like, fuck, I'm going to go order this or go to the store and get this on the way home. Something like that.
Okay.
So we've been drinking the P1 Pilsner. The Pilsner is from Salt Flats. We had it, one of our first craft beers we ever had on the show. Pilsners, they're lagers. It's a style, like it's a type of lager. And crisp, awesome. What do you guys think about, Brandon, what do you think about the P1 Pilsner?
It's really easy to drink. It's pretty mild. There's not really much to it. It's just, I feel like it's a good beer to just, you know, get you drunk.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crushable, really crushable.
Oh, yeah. Crushable.
Like we're talking like 9.9 on crushability. Like we can just throw these back and get full on beer.
On a nice hot summer day. I mean, any time of the year for me, but I know this is like a summer beer. I love my lighter beers for summer beer. So
I was thinking that lawn mowing beer or a poolside beer. I'd love to sit by the pool. And go from here. But anyway, so pretty easy, boys, right? Not too bad.
100%.
Brandon, not scared yet? Like
no.
Okay. Okay.
Beer one.
Okay, so on this one, Dini, I'll use my same glass on this one. But I have the Bohemian Lager Pale Ale. So I haven't been a fan of Bohemian for a while. And it's not fair to them because I think Dini and I had an experience 2 years ago where we went to the brewery.
Is this one off of like State and 72?
If you keep going, it's on Hopper. It's in Sandy by the Salt City Beer Supply. It's got Hopper.
Okay, yeah.
We're off the freeway. I'll look that up here in a minute. But they've been coming out with newer beers all the time. I haven't had it for 2 years because the last 2 beers I had were awful. And their food's great.
Oh, yeah.
The atmosphere is awesome.
Love the food.
But I remember, I think Dean and I were bitching the whole way home about their beer, and I feel bad. So now I'm going to give him another shot. But this one, Dean, what does it say on the can? Let's see if we can break it down.
German Pale Ale. It is 5% alcohol by volume. It is 45 IBUs. It is a product of the United States of America. I would hope so.
No. Prost.
I do like the artwork on their cans. That is lovely.
It is pretty, yeah. They have cool Czechoslovakian kind of style-y look, right?
Yeah, 100%. Kind of old. I mean, that's a, what do you call those things? It was like a family banners or whatever.
Oh.
The crest?
Crest. Wow, yeah. I forgot the word crest. Here we go.
So this one's supposed to have a little bit of herbs, a little citrus hot aroma. I mean, it's pretty clear. It's supposed to be a nice golden. It is a nice, pretty golden. Let's give her a taste, boys.
Different.
What do you think, Brandon?
Meh. I mean, it's
nothing blowing your palate. So it's got that hoppy kind of bite at the very end, but it's not the IBUs. It's not super bitter, which is nice. I think it's still kind of crushable, you know?
I could definitely finish one.
Yeah.
I like the it's kind of weird, kind of like spice taste at the very, very end out of it. Kind of like that. It is not super bitter for the pale ale I was expecting. I was expecting a little bit more hop, a little bit more like a lingering sensation on the tongue, but it's kind of a little bit more dry in my mind.
A little spice, you said, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, I get that little spice at the end. There's the hops for you right there. Interesting. 72. You were right, Brandon. They're located in 72.
Yeah.
Boom.
Right there. I've been there for their food, and
Food's great.
Yeah, I feel like their food was really good when I went there.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'll go back to the food. But
if there's a place that has schnitzel, I will go there. Oh, I will go out of my way.
Schnitzel me timbers, tell you what.
I don't think I've ever had schnitzel.
Oh, let's go after this. Dear Lord, right, let's go.
Road trip.
God damn.
On site.
You got an Oktoberfest? Snowbird Oktoberfest?
Yeah, I've been up there. I don't think I've ever gotten
find
food.
Find a schnitzel. Okay. You got it. Pay the $15 for a pretzel because it's worth it.
So with a nice side of spatzel, like that fried noodle. Oh,
man. But you get full fast on that shit. It just like somehow expands your stomach and you just feel like you're 300 pounds. Awesome. I'll have Holly carry me down the stairs sometimes. But Brandon, I want to ask a question. Let's start off right off the bat.
Okay.
Who is Brandon? Who are you, man? Where are you from? What do you do? Why? Where'd you come from? Where are you going?
Cotton Eye Joe? Is that what you're going towards? I grew up in Salt Lake. Moved around quite a bit. I lived in Iowa for like 6 months when I was little.
Oh, damn.
That was awful.
Cold, I bet.
It was the middle of summer, so it was like super hot, just super humid, lots of giant bugs. It was weird.
We got to find more corn beer for you.
Yeah. I grew up in Salt Lake mostly. I started with photography just because I started a beard oil company and I needed product photos and I didn't want to pay anyone to take them. And so I just bought like a $400 camera and just kind of fell in love with taking pictures.
Oh,
I was like, you know what? I actually just kind of want to do this. And so that's what I've been doing. And that was about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I've also been a musician since I was like 10. And so I started off doing a lot of concert photography. I'm just going to shows and stuff, and then reaching out to bands that I liked and just like, hey, can I get a photo pass? And that eventually turned into me taking some photos of like really big metal bands like Azalea Dying era, After the Burial, just some really solid like metal bands coming through Salt Lake. It's been cool. And then that kind of transitioned into me, you know, wanting to make money. Cause you can't make money from concerts. Cause I don't know how many people know this, but a lot of like bigger bands don't even really make that much money.
No.
They still have day jobs when they're not touring. So they can't really afford to pay. So then I was like, well, okay, what can I do where I can actually, you know, make a buck off of this and, you know, buy some better gear and kind of expand my qualities. And so I started working with tattoo shops, it started off with like trade work. So gotten a lot of tattoos in the past couple of years, just because I was doing photo and video stuff for them and they were tattooing me, so that was fun.
So they switch you for tattoos? Like, pay for tattoos?
Yeah. So I basically just do trade work for tattoos.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you are tatted up, my man. How many tattoos have you got?
You got a Batman right there.
I don't know. I've probably got like over 100 hours of work. I've got like 15 on my chest.
Oh.
That's dope.
Yeah. So So recently it's been more about being a small business owner, I've really wanted to try and help out different small businesses and offer like a product where they can get some photo video like stuff for their Instagram or their website at, you know, kind of a more reasonable price, because videography is really kind of blown up, I think, especially in Salt Lake. I'm part of a group of thousands of people who want to be like videographers, and the kind of consensus that I'm getting from all them is they're charging, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars for like a half full day of work, which to me is just kind of a little ridiculous. Like a lot of small businesses don't have that. And so I've been trying to come up with a couple different options for small businesses as far as like, hey, you know, it's kind of like to do this on a monthly thing. You pay, you know, a few $100 and I'll get you as much content as I can for that. And, you know, so far I've worked with a couple different small businesses and it seems to be going really well, and I'm super excited about it.
Hell yeah. So are you looking to get into doing for a brewery or for like a big time tattoo shop?
Tattoo shop, maybe not. A lot of tattoo artists are independent business owners. And so going for a tattoo shop is generally kind of hard, just because they all manage their own money. So it's really about finding an artist. I have a couple of artists that I'm still doing work for that I absolutely love. And I'll probably keep doing that. But I think I'm going more towards something like a brewery, restaurants, other, like I'm working with Kissing Whiskey Vintage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm helping her out and then trying to do some stuff with Mindful. and the cupcake.
Sweet Vinyl.
Sweet Vinyl.
Diaz.
Yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
Who doesn't? Diaz. Goddamn Diaz. So,
yeah, those are the kind of businesses I would like to get in on. Breweries would be amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it going, man, because I love your work. I love what you're doing. Do you do – I got to ask this question. Do you do weddings?
I really don't like to.
I don't think I've heard a photographer who likes to do weddings. I really haven't. Like, yeah. I think everyone's like, I'd rather not.
Well, I mean, just the worst? For me, it's just a lot of work, and it's someone's – like really special day. And it's, if I had like a team of two or three other people, I would 100% be more confident doing a wedding. But I know that like the couple weddings I've done, it would have been helpful if I had another person.
Gotcha. And
so right now where I'm just one person, even for my wedding, like I had a team of two and I was completely happy with it. But yeah, weddings are not something that I'm like super stoked to do.
Gotcha. So then, beer. What do you like beer?
Yeah.
What kind of beer do you like typically?
Typically, I like ambers.
Okay. So, Dini, what do you think about that?
All right. There we go.
I think the same alley.
There we are.
Well, speaking of, we're going to lead you to the hoppy world in a way. So, we have one from Breckenridge, and it's called Mountain Beach. I have not had this one, actually, but Dini has too. We've had multiple Breckenridge out of Colorado. It's awesome beers. They have like this agave one we liked. They have this apple one. That's not a cider, but it's a beer. So they've been doing these things where they make ales and they kind of lightly flavor them. So hopefully this one's good. I mean, it could be complete dog shit. It could be, I don't know. This one's supposed to have tart lime with pineapple with notes of guava.
It smells amazing.
I know, just opening the can, there's like a small burst of freshness over here.
It smells like a starburst. Like a guava starburst.
Yeah, it smells like a candy aisle almost, yeah.
Yeah, candy aisle. I like that. Japanese candy aisle.
Have you ever those Japanese like real gummies that actually taste like the fruit?
Yeah, haishus.
Yeah, haishus.
It's haishu. Yeah, for sure. I just want to keep smelling this. Jam. Can you make a can? I want to make candles out of beer. Make candles out of beer.
I mean, they do it with soap, but why not
they
beer?
Do it with all stupid stuff.
Shampoo? Beer shampoo? Is that a thing?
I mean, I wouldn't mind smelling like this all day.
Oh. Dini, what do you think?
That I was not expecting that, but that's good. I like that.
It's really good. It does not taste like beer.
No, not even slightly.
I get no, like if I was blindfolded and you just handed me this, I'd be like, that's not beer.
The juice.
It's like a juice.
This is like carbonated juice.
This is amazing.
So Brandon, picture, in what scenario would you have this beer in? So I have one in my mind. I'm topless in my scenario. Just want you to know that.
This is like an after sex beer?
No. No. Too tart for me after sex. I can't have something tart after sex. I just can't. You can't do it.
So bright and tart with pineapple, lime, and guava. Yeah, I could definitely get the pineapple and lime on this.
I can't really get the lime, to be honest with you. It's overpowering guava for me, like guava out the ass.
This is like a beach beer.
Beach beer? So they put Mountain Beach on purpose. Yeah, you think it's
absolutely like.
You see you and the missus on the beach?
California. Like California beach. Just warm day. Like this is great.
This is like walking down the strip for me, if that makes some sense.
Vegas strip?
Well, yeah, not just like the strip club.
I mean, you be walking down the strip club. Man.
Yeah. Hey guys, what's up?
What's up? What's a beer?
I walked here.
On site podcast.
Sometimes you have to. Yay. So you think walking down the strip is what you feel when you drink this?
Like hot outside. Why? Like this is something that I want to drink.
Yeah, when it's hot.
When it's super hot. Like I'm uncomfortable hot. And this is like refreshing as all hell.
Okay. I like that. Like that. Because it's like hot. I think all of us are in the same like warm weather, kind of summertime. For me, it's paddleboarding.
Oh.
I'm topless, Brandon. And I am paddleboarding and I just want to crush one in the middle of whatever reservoir or lake.
This would be a great river beer.
River beer. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, we go once a year, Pioneer Day, we go float the river and we get smashed.
In Provo?
Float the river. Yeah. You got to come, dude, because it's a hoot and a holler, dude.
That
like
great.
10 of us, 12 of us hooked into one and we're just like, and we call it the river decides. when the river just decides. So if you get nailed by a bush, hey, river decides. It spoke. It is what it is.
So it sounds like you want to be somewhere in the middle in this scenario.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
Not on any.
You don't really have any control.
I just give up and I sit there and yeah. like, fuck it.
River decides. Where am I? I don't know.
Okay, Brandon, another question for you.
Okay.
Hobbies. Give me some hobbies. What? Let the people know what you do besides just take pictures for people and play the guitar.
That's like my two big things.
Come on now.
Dude, I play so much guitar. I've got a song on Apple Music that I wrote for Kira.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I've been like working on an EP, just crushing some music, dude. Like I bought a $2,000 like custom made Australian Ormsby guitar that I've wanted for the past 5 years, and it's like, I love it. It's my favorite thing in my house.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Other than that, I occasionally play Magic the Gathering. I play a lot of Diablo with my wife.
Okay, yeah. you're pointing at me, I know.
I think you guys should be friends.
Diablo 3 is probably the game I have played and gone through the most. I had an old boss, manager, friend, buddy, whatever you want to call him, when I worked at Sundance, and he would schedule me for the exact same shift he would work. So we'd get off at the same time. We would go home and play Diablo 3.
Nice.
That's what we would do. And it was like months on end.
Dude, it's just so much fun. Like it's just so easy to play. Like,
oh yeah,
you can waste hours just running through that game.
What class do you play as?
The Necromancer.
Oh yeah. Demon Hunter.
Nice. That's the first one I played with. And then I think it was right after I started playing, they released the Necromancer. And then since then, like, he's so overpowered. It's ridiculous.
Probably should pick him up again.
I think I just made a bro ship.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, beer. Beer's great.
You guys, I'm happy for you guys right now. I really am.
I do have a question for you. Okay. You said you were in beard oil.
Yeah.
Are you still in beard oil?
I still have some of the product that I made. I haven't gone back to turning into a business. I go back and forth, like, oh, should I do this? Should I not? It's just such a saturated market that
that's what I'm wondering.
It scares me to like really try and put money into that. But I still have like the stuff that I made.
So I went to a barber probably 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. I don't remember. It's been weird. And like, great guy, great set of skills, all that. But like sitting after the fact and like going up, he's like, ah, blah, 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 I'm going to ring you up. It was like sell after sell after sell, like buy this, buy that, buy this. And like the beard oil, it was probably a 2 ounce vial. And he was like, hey, this is going to be $30. And I'm like,
that's ridiculous. That
seems excessive. So I was just generally curious if I don't know what I'm putting on my face now. He says it's lavender and like some other smelly stuff. It smells like summer. Not like this beer, but just, you know, summer. And I'm like, I really hope like this does something.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like a lot of like barbershop, I'm not going to like say anyone specifically because I don't know for sure, but I feel like a lot of barbershops and just different places that sell beard oil and beard products, they just buy it from like China and rebrand it. Like, cause you can do that. Like,
oh no, there was no markings on this vial. Like, you know, those little dropper vials.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh yeah. No markings. No, like, hey, this is us. No,
that's something he made in his basement.
Yeah, it could be pee for all I know.
But yeah, we used like, jojoba oil and just like
butt oil. Did you said
jojoba?
It's cheap.
Oh, like what?
It's cheap and it's really good for you. Like my wife puts that oil on her hands and it helps her nails. Like,
oh, cool.
Be strong and stuff. It's really cool stuff. So I just use that and like a few just essential oils, and like that was really just for the smell. I'm not like an essential oil freak or anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Like my face smells like citrus, as he put it. So,
and I don't even really use the beard oil anymore. I have like a balm that I use, and that's really just to kind of help it keep its shape.
Yeah, they gave me crap for that because I have a wax / balm that I would apply. Like I got a brush. I got one of those online beard kits.
Oh yeah,
and it came with a wax / balm or whatever it is, and I had like one of those like thicker brushes, and I'd brush that in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Yeah, don't do that. And, like, use this once a day." And I'm like, "Gosh, dude, I'm $30 a day. That's like extra $30 a month." So I don't know. It just seemed excessive to me.
No, I just use a balm and. Cool. Like it works for me and it helps keep like the biggest thing is that mine is like so thick that I get like beard drift and it gets like super dry and then it's just like itchy. And so if I don't use it, then it's just ridiculous. It's it's a bad day.
No, I get that. Yeah,
I am learning so much, guys. Here's I was going to teach you guys, and you're teaching me so much. Oh, wow. And I can't grow up because you both have beards, and I lack beard growing abilities.
The name of the episode is Beards and Beer.
Beards and Beer. Let's do it. Uh-huh. Let's do it's a bromance of beards and beer. I like this. Start a podcast and then an Instagram handle. Let's do it.
Do you brush clockwise, counterclockwise?
Oh, my God. I'm not joking.
No, Kevin, okay, seriously, I bought like a little straight iron comb for it. Dude, yeah. It's amazing.
Oh. I cut mine off. Like mine used to be down to here, but I got tired of it and it's getting hot again, so I cut it off. So this is all
it
gone.
Looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, I was looking a little homeless there for a bit.
But you guys do have great beards.
Well, thank you.
And you guys taught me a lot already. I feel blessed right now. And a little jealous because I wish sometimes I could grow a beard. Sometimes.
I mean, you've got that luxurious hair.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I'm currently wearing a hat because I'm sunburnt. My part got sunburnt my trip just barely. Only right in my part. Didn't get sunburnt anywhere else but my part because I forgot like who's sunscreen is their part? I don't think of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to date this, but I was a little upset that they got rid of the mask mandate so early because I was really looking forward to like the mask tan line for people.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was going to be hilarious.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. It still can be a thing because some businesses will still have to do masks even though the mandate's been lifted.
That's so right. Yeah.
You might see it still. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Hey, Brandon. So I know you don't like necessarily hoppy beers or light beers. So you have had the Golden Spike. You went to Hefeweizen, right? It's not a true Hefeweizen. It's more of an American wheat. It's more kind of an Americanized version of the Hefeweizen. So you're familiar with that beer, correct? Okay. So Strap Tank has one that is a golden ale that has been lightly hopped.
Okay.
So we brought this for you to introduce you to hops. Just a little bit of hops.
Just a little bit.
It's a little love tap. It's not going to be overpowering. It's not going to be over the top. But I'm going to try to get you to like that bitterness a little bit because my favorite thing to do is I don't think if someone comes up to me and says, I hate beer, I want to be like, A, bullshit, because I think you just haven't found the beer for you. Okay. There's like some IPAs. I don't like IPAs. I think some beers are really bitter and have a really hard time with really hoppy beers. And I know why, but I can explain to you why. So this one I actually made. This is Derek's recipe and made it. And I was very pleased with it. So we call this the Hoppy Dot Blonde. It's after Dorothy Robinson, who is the first motor maid in the, I guess she made the gang, motor maid gang, and she's in the Harley Davidson Hall of Fame. So she's well known in the Harley Davidson community. So we thought Hoppy Dot Blonde because she was blonde. Like, it makes sense. So cheers, gentlemen. See what cheers. You guys think.
So you made this?
I did make this.
Oh.
And you got it from?
The old tank.
Did you really get it from the tank?
No, I just got off.
You got from the tap?
Yeah.
I can tell. Well, Brandon, what do you think?
You know, when you said that you added some hop to it, I was like, I'm not going to like it. But this is pretty tasty.
It's subtle.
You can get the hop. A little bit of hoppiness in it. There's a little bit.
Yeah, there's a little bit. It's not like, yeah, because I think I agree with you. Like some of the IPAs I've tried, it's just all hop and it's just kind of aggressive.
Yeah, and it just, you don't enjoy it. You don't want to grab it again. You want to go for your glass.
Exactly.
Like the very beginning when we started drinking the pills, they're like, you can keep going for your glass because you kept wanting to drink more and more and more and more of it, right? So I thought it'd be a good way to like, you know, help introduce people to hops, and like this is my introduction for you to get wrecked here in a minute because I'm going to show you some big boys coming up, big boys. But I want to ask, what was your first beer, Brandon? First beer ever?
You're going to hate me. So first, this is a story. This is not first beer. So I was, I want to say 17. Sorry, Mom. I worked at a guitar store, and one of the other guys that worked there, I went to high school with him. He was like a year or two older than me. He was having a party at his house, and I wasn't like a very social kid in high school or anything. So I was like, oh, this is cool. This is my chance to like meet a girl, like, you know, what every high school boy thinks about. So I went to his house, and there's this party, and I had never had beer. I think the only alcohol I'd had up to that point was like Jaeger. Oh, or like Malibu rum.
Okay, better.
Wow, you should apologize to us.
And the only beer that they had there was just cases and cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I played beer pong for the first time, and that was my first beer was beer pong at this house party. And I was out all night, and I stumbled home in the morning, and yeah, that was my first, was my first beer.
Right. You know what? That's not the first time we've heard Pabst was the first beer for someone. So, I mean, I'll go for Pabst here and there. Pabst, I have nothing against Pabst. I still think it's a qual. I like it. I really do. I think it's a good camping beer, like a fucking great camping beer. I'll take some kayak or not kayaking. I don't kayak. Fuck. I'm paddleboarding. There you go. Pabst, I'll get some. Like, yeah, I'm not offended by that at all. If you would have said Bud Light, I'd be like, that's the one. I'm like, yeah, man, maybe.
Can I get a Budweiser?
Okay, Brandon. So now we got that. So now I'm going to tickle your taste buds. Okay.
Okay.
So I have one that's kind of, I hate the word lactose. Okay. So lactose is milk sugar, and it gives it a creaminess to a beer, okay? However, Bonneville Brewing at Tooele, Utah, they're not really well known at the moment because they're not, you know, they still got, they got Vienna lagers, you know, they got Belgian white, Belgian white, they have a stout, they have Hefeweizen. This is their wheat ale, and this one's called the Peaches and Cream. So when I first saw it, I'm like, Peaches and Cream, like, I am a sucker for peaches, but anytime I have peaches in a beer, I'm always like, who knows? I don't know about peaches in a beer. So I'm going to try this. I'm going to open this one for you, and I want you to see what you think about it. So again, Peaches and Cream Wheat Ale from Bonneville Brewing Company. It's going to have that meat, the wheat malt with a little bit of caramel and honey malt inside of it. And they put actual fresh peaches inside of it. And then you're going to get this weird creaminess to it. So off the nose, what do you smell, my brother?
Definitely feel like I'm getting the peaches.
I feel like the peaches smell a little bit old, though. Like canned peaches, like grandma's. Yeah,
it's not like a fresh peach.
Oh, when was this bottled? Oh, shit. Danny, can you look that up real quick?
Absolutely.
I might be giving you an old beer. Jesus.
I am not seeing any date on it.
They don't want you to know.
No.
What do you think, brother?
That's interesting.
Different, huh?
That's different.
So you get how the lactose kind of saves the beer?
Yeah.
I think it's an old beer.
If that wasn't there, I don't think I would like it at all.
That's why I think lactose is kind of a cheat in a way. Just a little bit. I mean, people can use lactose and get away with it and make a beer that tastes great. But when you get the peaches and cream, that lactose really gives that cream aspect, and that's what they're going with.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to finish that.
You don't have to.
I think the lactose is what's like making me not hate it.
Yeah, it makes it like that creamy, like smooth, and then you get the aftertaste.
The aftertaste is like the old peach.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, the old peach. That's why I think it's a little bit old. Damn. Sorry, Brandon. Ruin that one. But this is a showcase what lactose can do.
Yeah.
And I think lactose, some people overdo it with lactose. And I think some people, like I said, cheat. It kind of covers up the beer with milk sugar, right? You just kind of, it's like black coffee. Anyone can drink a coffee that has loads of sugar and cream in it, right?
Yeah.
And that's lactose is that to beer. Jeannie, what do you think about it?
You ever like leave your oatmeal for too long? Like peaches and cream oatmeal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, I think this is old. I'm pretty confident this is old.
The milk or the cream just soaks in for two and just kind of gets a little mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that one's weird.
It's not terrible. It's just that's what it reminds me of.
Well, on that note, we're going to go to a quick break, and we are going to clean our palates in the bathroom. Not together. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, gentlemen?
Perfect.
Tastemasters is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. By using the code TASTEMASTERS, you will receive 10% off your ticket upon checking out. Food only. But, guys, it's badass food. They have chicken sandwiches, Thai wings, poutine. They have brunch every Saturday, Sunday. The food is fantastic, one of the best in town. Again, use the code TASTEMASTERS upon checking out. 10% off your entire ticket, minus the alcohol. Guys, let's keep it local by supporting local. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you wanted to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. Hey guys, it's David here. We are starting a Patreon, which is kind of like a tip jar, but digital. Basically what it does is it helps enhance the content of our podcast. If you like what you hear, want to help us out, go ahead and head to www.patreon.com/tastemasters and subscribe. Anything will help. All right, guys, we're back. Our palates are cleansed a little bit, I think. I think you guys feel better after that last one we had.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so
need a minute.
Dini's going to open one that I'm excited for. My boys at Utah, they have the OG Juice, which is it's a hazy pale ale, a juice bomb. It's a high point, so it's going to be a little hot. Brandon, while Dini's pouring this for us, I have a question for you.
Okay.
As an artist, what's the most important artistic tool that you have?
The most artistic tool that I have, just my own integrity, I guess. For the past couple of years, this kind of ties into my whole music thing too, but there's a band called North Lane, and one of their songs, one of the lines that he says is, "I am what I create." And that has just stuck with me ever since I heard it. And so the most important tool that I can provide to, you know, just to myself or any client that I'm working with is my artistic integrity. I think that, you know, just like when you're taking someone's vision of what they want, if it's like their business or even just like I do quite a few engagement photos, like family photos, like maternity photos, like all of these things are really important to the person that like requested the shoot. And it's my job to make sure that I really deliver on making that just a really special memory for them.
Damn.
So that's really just kind of the thing that I think about a lot. It's like, I am what I create. Like if I'm putting out lazy or just, you know, quick work that I'm not happy with just to get paid, then, you know, I'm not really doing myself or anyone else a good service.
See, that's what I like about it. I think that's why we connect so well, is because we have the same kind of goal. Like, we're here just to help. We're here to showcase our skills just to like make the world and people around us a better place, if you will, right? And I like that. I wrote that down because I always write little notes, but I am what I create. Like, that's as simple as that is. It's really it's like a tattoo right there.
Oh, that's gonna happen. Because yeah, I was gonna... I don't know, it's just crazy. Like, it's just I've loved that band for forever, and then when I heard that song and I just heard that line, it was like this whole huge just moment for me, and I was like, damn, that's kind of something that I've lived by.
That's powerful, dude.
And just to have someone else put that into words, like, without like, just kind of, it's just in a song, you know. Yeah. And it just really spoke to me. So
and I think music is a great way to express feeling and emotion. I think I love just to listen to music if I'm angry, if I'm happy, or if I'm working out, or if it's music, just like, just, you can get lost in music. It's so beautiful. And then to make music, which I'm trying to do, right? I'm trying to create music and learn how to do that, because if you can do that, you can kind of somehow, in a weird way, get your energy and emotions out into words or feelings and notes, music. And then that's really cool how you did that, because, yeah, damn.
What's so interesting? I mean, music is so diverse, and just to have every different person have their own opinion about it. Like, I myself like a little bit more harder music. I like, you know, Slipknot, a little bit more mainstream. I guess if we go mainstream hard, it's Slipknot, you know, Bullet for My Valentine, things like that. But I listen to like that screaming music to relax.
Oh, absolutely.
Almost. And a lot of people, you know, if you go to their concert, you're not relaxing. But if you're, you know, like I listen to Mumford and Sons and just like completely different music, but that's my turn off my brain music. Mm. Like, this is just whatever type of, I play it, I can be calm to it, but the louder stuff is where I like just find a little bit more inner peace, and it's different for everybody.
Absolutely. I think we are going to be friends.
Yeah, you guys can listen to music and touch each other's beards. I like it.
Play Diablo.
And play Diablo. Yeah,
absolutely. I have a Switch. We'll do it.
All right, boys. So Dini had just poured us the OG Juice IPA. So this is going to be a little different, Brandon, but...
The smell on it is amazing, actually. You can get the hops very clearly.
Last time Dini had this, he didn't like it because it was old. This one's a much fresher version. From the brewers themselves. This is a shout out to Brett. Handed this to me.
It's a lot cleaner than I remember.
Brandon?
I don't know. I don't hate it. It's just taking me a minute to get used to the hoppiness, mm-hmm. but it's also not as aggressive as some of the other IPAs that I've tried.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's something that I could enjoy after just a minute of like letting that sit.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to go for a juiciness, OG juice. So do you get with the hops, they're giving that kind of juicy vibe to it? No juice was added to this. No juice, no lactose. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Mm-hmm. No it's just lactose. That flavor. The juiciness comes from the hops themselves. You see that?
Really? Yeah.
So that's what they're showcasing. That's what it's kind of cool about hazies, you know, the taste, the juiciness of it. Even though it is kind of, you know, it is hazy, and that's what everyone's going for, that hazy look. I don't think beer should be hazy. That's just me, though. but that's the flavor from hops. This is what hops can really do, just showcasing that. And so we gave you the hoppy dot, which just had a little bit of hop, right? It wasn't mm-hmm. It wasn't this hazy at all.
Right.
Not even clear, or not even close. But. Yeah.
Also, to keep in mind, this is a for Utah standard, a high point. This is 7.3.
Oh.
So this is a more powerful beer. So actually, I admire that they can hide. I mean, you always want your pale ales to be a little bit more powerful, but this is good.
Pair this with some Indian food.
Damn it.
The ass, boom.
Now I want Indian food.
Like, yeah, but imagine you got the spiciness of the curry, whatever you got.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you have this juicy, little bit of bitterness to go with it. Dude, I'm telling you, if you pair this, an IPA like this, a juicy IPA, with Indian food, get wrecked. You'll like it. Because, yeah, you can drink a beer and you can sit here and taste it. This is probably not one that you're going to grab and just crush, but.
No, this is something that you would more just sit down and like enjoy.
Like yeah. Almost like a pairing beer.
Yeah, this is totally like, I would love to pair this beer. I mean, I personally, because I've been becoming more adapted to this kind of style, I would drink this just for fun. But I would love to pair this. I would love the spiced food. Like buffalo wings in this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish I kind of had this when I had those wings that one night.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy over here went to Wing Nuts one night for a bro night. Mm-hmm. And he got the purgatory sauce. I had, okay, and I'm, granted, I guess I'm the weakest Mexican I've ever known. But I had a pinky's worth and I touched it and I was dying. Went to the bathroom, had like wiped my tongue off, like everything. He sat here and goes, a little hot. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm dying. I'm the Latin one. I'm dying.
Yeah, that's fair. It's the beard. God.
It's the beard. I hate you guys so much.
A lot of great benefits that people don't talk about.
The beard has powers. Yeah. I can't.
That's what got me my wife.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. It
boosts your man stats like 5%. Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, another question for you. What inspires you, dude? In life, and then what inspires you as an artist?
Man. Honestly, my wife, dude. Like, so I was married previously, and not to like get into that too much, but I just wasn't like supported in a lot of ways. Like when I wanted to do something creative, and like, dude, I'm such a creative. Like, if I don't have some sort of creative project going on, I go insane. Like it's crazy. Like I have to have something that I'm actively working on to even just function as a human. And like when I met Kira, she was just like so supportive and wants me to like just grow and get better and do a lot. And so just having her behind me and just supporting me like makes it so much easier for me to find inspiration in so many things, like with my music and with like photography and videography. It's hard because sometimes like when a business wants me to do something, it's not something that's always exciting. Like I did some product photos for a company who makes like heated jackets, which is just like that's cool.
Right. Yeah.
But like just being able to take something that's kind of mundane or just, you know, whatever, that thing is something really important to someone else. And so being able to have that freedom to go out and just really explore my needs and my creativity and having her to help me do that has been just incredible.
That's awesome. Shout out to Kira. And she's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh man. So, dude.
Double whammy.
I don't know how I landed that.
Boy, good job. And you guys are pregnant. Congrats, yeah. By the way. Triple whammy. Hell yeah. I love it. Congrats, man. That's awesome. I love that. Because I mean, you are obviously passionate as a human being and in life, and then you're passionate as an artist, and it shows. So if I can give 2 cents to you, if you take anything from today, it's don't give that up. Keep pursuing that, dude. Keep it. Keep the foot on the pedal. Keep going, man. For real. Dini, question for you.
Oh, yes.
What do you do in order to push yourself, Dini?
Oh, this is a real life question. What do I do to push myself? That is a good question.
I'm full of them.
I want to care about the people around me, regardless of how well I know them or how much I don't know them. I think everybody, every human deserves a shot at life. And if we, as a, I don't know, humanity, can bring each other up just a little bit more, then we can all kind of get a little bit higher together. I know that sounds super cheesy and kind of like...
No, it doesn't. It sounds great.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm writing a quote that you're going to get a tattoo on the back. Not you in particular, but just somebody's going to be like, oh, but anyway, I think we need to be there for each other more. With all the crap going on in the world right now, I think people should be remembrance that we are all human beings. None of us are perfect. None of us know what the hell's going on. We're getting told 20 different things. But the least we can do is be human to each other. That's the least we can do.
The least, yeah. I like that. Yeah, you guys are definitely friends, I think. Like, definitely. Okay, Brandon. I have one that I'm worried about giving you, but I'm excited to try. So Utah has another one. This one is Buffalo Soldier. It's a black rye IPA. It's going to be a little more dark, a little darker, right? It's going to have that darkness to it. And it's going to have rye with it. So I am not a fan of rye. I'm not. I haven't found something that I like with rye in it. I still give it a shot. This one I actually enjoy.
Do you like rye whiskeys at all or no?
No, I don't. No, I really, unfortunately.
Okay, that's something that I've had.
I mean, I love High West Double Rye. Don't get me wrong. I love the Double Rye.
Ooh, that is dark.
And rye just has a spice to me that I just, it's like bitterness almost, but it's like a spice. It's like, oh. So, Brandon, if you look at it, obviously it is a black IPA. It's dark, okay?
Where does that come from? How does that happen?
Malts, absolutely.
Just more malt?
So a darker malt. I'm not exactly sure what Utah uses in there. I'm going to have to ask homeboys up at Utah. I mean, I can probably see if I can smell it. Hold on. Smells like it has Munich in it. I got to ask them. I mean, we talked about this not too long ago, but...
8% ABV.
Oh, yeah. This is a heavy beer, so it's going to be big. Yeah. But on the nose, Brandon, what do you smell?
I don't know.
I smell coffee for sure. Kind of like roasted bean.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a little of that.
Cocoa?
I'm not sure they put cocoa nibs in it. I'm going to do my research on this one. I got to go ask homeboys to see what they did on this one. It has chocolate in it, huh? Definitely. They use pelt chocolate or they... cocoa nibs in it. It's got a little coffee to it, a little roasty. So they're using darker malts on this one. And then it has slight... So this one just has a slight rye taste to it. It's not overpowering.
Yeah.
And then the bitterness is just kind of very mellow in there.
I'm not getting any hops on this.
Brandon, what do you think? Different. Because you're sitting here trying to break it down. I can see it.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I feel like there's the coffee in there. I think that's mostly what I'm getting. A little spicy.
That's the rye.
Is that the rye?
Mm-hmm. And it was 8%, didn't you, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
So obviously it's not a crushing beer, right?
I like it. Yeah, I like this.
I don't hate it. I feel like that's something I could have. Maybe not that whole can. But like,
well, let's go, come on. You get wrecked if you have the whole can, brother.
We got a beard, let's do this.
You got a beard, let's do this. Is that tattoo quote right there? Oh,
yeah. I'm going to get right under my chin.
I think we all should go get tattoos.
I'm down. Hook it up, let's go.
You probably know a guy at this point.
I know a few people.
Oh, so I'm trying to get a tattoo on my elbow, and my tattoo artist won't do it.
Why?
Because if you have on your... elbow, it rubs, and so you have to go get it touched up all the time.
Oh,
I feel bad. I'm like, goddamn, I have a great idea too.
Sounds like they just don't want to do more work than they.
No, she's really good at what she does. I'm not gonna. She's great. She's an awesome artist. Like her work is fantastic. I love her. She's awesome, and Yeah, she's a great artist. But
is it the word this deep?
But yeah, but this, I think this rye is great because for me, it's something that still has rye in it, but doesn't like, fuck rye, right? But it's still, I mean, this is, but I don't know. Name a situation. I'm going to ask Dina, you first.
Oh.
In what situation could you see yourself, like we talked about the beach with that one, or, you know, we're all topless in that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
The mountain beach, the Breckenridge one. In what scenario could you see yourself drinking this beer and just enjoying it?
Marshmallows around a campfire in my backyard. 100%.
Yeah, I was going to say like camping.
A camping beer, for yeah, sure.
Like late night.
Right before bed.
Yeah, a little cold outside. Just kind of hanging out with friends. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm going to throw something for you guys. In the snow caving, or just had finished, I don't ski or snowboard, but I feel like for some reason if I just finished skiing or snowboarding and I'm still in the mountains and there's snow everywhere in front of a campfire, boom, bringing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely see that.
Not
maybe
bad,
like
huh?
Fall hiking.
So a little bit cooler. I think
cooler weather. This is definitely like a warm you up, like.
Because of the ABV thing, like it's a little alcoholy. So you can get, it's a little hot, a little alcohol, but it's not overpowering. I think because the OG juice was what, 7.2, 7.4?
7.6?
7 blah, blah, blah.
7.3.
And this one has a little more bite to it, but I think it the bite goes with the darker malts and the rye, right?
It does.
But it lingers. It's a palate wrecker for sure.
I like the rye that lingers. It's not super spicy like you said, but it's nice and it lingers and kind of hangs behind and kind of finishes with that spice. No hops, just rye.
So, got an answer for you guys. This has wheat malt in it, chocolate rye malt, and a base malt in it. There you go. So there's no cocoa nibs, but you're getting those darker malts come showcase the dark the SRMs on this one and that dark body you guys are getting. It's still on your tongue. Like it tastes like you just licked the coffee bean kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, Brandon, yes, no? Like, yes, yay, yay, no?
Yeah. I like it.
Not too bad, right? Okay, now, I have what I call the dessert beer. Now, before we break this open, I have a question for you, another question for you. I have multiple questions for you. But Guinness is one of my favorite beers of all time. I mean, Dean.
Absolutely.
I think it's just crushable as hell. This one has a coffee, I believe.
Cold brew.
Yeah, I saw this and I'm like, all right, this is brand new. I got to do it. Okay. So, Brandon, goals for 2021?
I think my biggest goal is to find at least 4 different businesses that I can work with on a consistent basis so that I can kind of really ramp up my business and do this thing that I love, you know, more full time than not.
I like that.
And also just have a baby.
That's happening this year. That's Kira's job, I guess, right? You did your work. Sit back now. What about your goals next 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years when it comes to your career?
Man, I really hope that I can just be like, just rocking this photography and video thing full time. One of my favorite things to do that I haven't mentioned actually is music videos. I've done quite a few music videos for a couple local bands and it's just so much fun and it just kind of combines, you know, the few things that I love into one. And so I think long term, I'd love to do more stuff with like bigger bands and to be able to just create like awesome music videos for bands. And then I don't know, like I have a couple of ideas for like short horror films.
Oh shit.
that I want to film, and like that's something I've tried to get going a couple times and it just hasn't worked out, and so I'm really hoping that I can do that.
Can we get any details on like
yeah.
what kind of horror films you want to kind of do?
There's one that I had an idea for where it's stupid. It's a photographer. I imagine like a girl who receives just like something in the mail that she was left like this house, and she's like, I'm just going to sell it. Right. And so she goes and starts taking pictures of the house. And like when she's taking the pictures, like in the photos, like shit starts like appearing.
Motherfucker.
Wow.
Yes.
And, And then, you know, eventually, like, stuff happens. And, yeah, I think it'd be...
Dude, like, dude, that's not stupid at all. Like, I'm intrigued. Dini, we're watching this.
Spoiler alert. Stuff happens.
Stuff happens. But I see where you can go with that. Stuff happens, but, like, within the picture, man, that's fucking cool.
So, like, you're not seeing it, like, in the house, but, like, on the... When she's, like, looking through the pictures, like, there's... So, like, I imagine she goes in, takes the pictures, and goes home and is, like, editing them and stuff. And then she's, like, just noticing all these things that, like, come up. And so she goes back because, you know, people in horror movies are stupid.
What is this?
Always go back or stay. Yeah. Dumb.
This is terrifying. Let's do more.
Yeah. So I would love to, like, start filming, like, short horror films. And just because horror has been such a big part of my life since I was little. Like, I mean, we talk about, biggest thing we talk about is horror films. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holly's all about the horror films.
One of my favorite horror franchise, Hellraiser, 100%.
Oh, yeah?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Didn't know that about you.
I know, it's weird, but...
Interesting.
The older ones are my favorite. They came out with a new one,
I never saw the new one because I was like, I want to keep the nostalgia. Like,
Exactly. Those ones are my favorite. I grew up with some slashers. I got into horror more than most people around me, but, I mean, new horror, it's either cheesy, funny, or not done where you're actually, like, concerned. You're like, oh, gosh.
I'm trying to think about the last horror movie that got me like, oh, shit.
Have you seen Hereditary or Midsommar?
I saw Hereditary. We have Midsommar in the queue.
Yeah, I haven't seen Midsommar yet, but I heard it's kind of just like a mind.
Oh, it's total mindfuck. Yeah. It's crazy. Also, like... It's like some of my favorite recent ones are like The Witch.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, right now you watch that one.
The soundtrack for The Witch is one of my favorites.
It's so good. And then like It Follows. A lot of people didn't like It Follows, but I liked It Follows. I loved it.
I loved the idea behind it.
Yeah, it had the vibe. Like it had that creepy fucking like, oh my. You're always wondering.
When it looks like the dude's mom and she just like.
Oh, for sure.
She's like.
Yes.
But like, because I feel like everyone, every time you watch the movie, you're just like. Your jaw drops a little bit. Let's go. Yeah.
I think my favorite like horror franchise is like The Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
So good. Like this is where it all started is when I was like, I must have been like 8. My uncle showed me Army of Darkness and I just thought it was the best thing ever.
Because
like,
it is the best thing ever.
Talking skeletons, you love it. Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think what my favorite, I don't know, dude. I couldn't nail it. I know the one I hate. Any Chucky series. I hate the Chucky series.
I hate dolls.
Hate the Chucky series. Chucky scares me to this day.
No, I mean, one of my most memorable... This is literally for the horror movie, not the fact that I was, like, first date with a girl. But I was dating this chick, and it was, like, one of our first dates. And we went to her best friend's house. We were down in her basement. And she's like, hey, do you like horror movies? I'm like, yeah, I like horror movies. And I was like, yeah, I like horror movies. I'm a guy. So we go down there, and we're watching The Grudge. I don't remember which one it was.
That's creepy.
Yeah, we're watching The Grudge.
When it first came out. Now it's like, meh.
It's like, all right, someone's, you know, it's a girl, dark hair, that's standard. But like I was watching this movie, I was like, wow, this is great. Like the angles and the ideas behind it. And I'm young at this point. And again, looking back, I'm like, okay, it's a little cheesy. But like seeing that and then she like reaches over and grabbed my hand. I'm like, yeah, this is, thanks for holding hands with me. I'm a teenager. This is like, yeah. But anyway, this movie though. Yeah.
I like that. Well, on that note, let's do this last beer, Brendan. I have this last beer for you. Are you a fan of coffee by chance?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Dini, you blew it up.
Nitro.
Oh, it's just been sitting there.
Wow, I mean, shit.
I haven't been sitting there for an hour.
So this one has a cold brew inside of it. Guinness, obviously, is one of our favorites. Super crushable. I think Guinness is one of the most crushable beers we've ever had. And while Dini pours this, Brendan, I have another question for you. And I'm probably sick of the questions, but
no, that's great.
What services? So for the fans who are listening, what services do you offer?
Oh man, really, there's not a lot that I don't offer. So I've got like a setup to do any sort of video stuff. Something I actually want to do more of is I took my little girls to the zoo a year ago, and I just got a bunch of like footage of that day as an outing and put it together as a video, and like I still just bawl like a baby when I watch it. And so like, I would love to do more like just special outing, like videos for families and stuff. I think it's just so cool. Like I love little kids and like just showing that whole family aspect of outings and stuff. It's awesome. But other than that, like I do, like I said, like family portrait photography. I offer, all sorts of video services. I have a drone. So like any businesses that want like footage of their building or just anything like that. I have all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you do everything basically.
Pretty much, except I just really don't want to do weddings.
That's what about boudoirs?
That's kind of on a case by case basis. I think that me and like the client would have to feel comfortable. I definitely would do boudoirs.
Okay, I was gonna ask boudoirs because you guys have obviously have some like romance.
Okay,
beard boudoir.
Just hear me out.
A beard wall.
Tastemasters.
Boudoir calendar.
Boom. Ooh. Done.
Oh, now you're getting fucky right now. I like this.
We'll go to like a costume store and get you something.
Okay, think about it, Brendan.
Like a mustache.
A boudoir.
Boudoir.
I like a beard wire. Yeah. I'll put on a fake beard. Okay, I can smell like coffee. It's not even to my nose.
Yeah, but no, this is gonna wake me up.
Oh yeah, the coffee's fucking right there.
It smells delicious.
It smells great.
Like if my house just smelled like this all the time, I would not be upset.
Or just in the morning, from the hours of like 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
They need to make this in like a Glade plug-in.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, what do you think?
It's a little like watery to me. Like
lighter?
Lighter, it's yeah. It's lighter. Like
you expected like a heavier, like a full, roasted.
Yeah, this is like.
Is that the nitro?
It is a nitro, yeah. And we just came from the Black Rye IPA that wrecked our palate. Does not help.
I guess that makes sense.
So if you go through like a rye heavy and like that, those really that bitterness like right there,
thick, like,
boom, and then you go to like not so much. But I still get the coffee. I still get the flavor absolutely. Of the coffee. It's still flavorful.
Yeah, it finishes off the tongue very quick. Like it still kind of has that lingering aroma to it, but like as soon as you kind of swallow, there's nothing that lingers.
I have a Buffalo Soldier and Guinness in my tongue still. Like it's just both there. I have rye, coffee. I mean, not bad, but I feel like this is more crushable than it gives off.
Yeah, I can definitely drink this. I mean, it's good. Absolutely. I'm just surprised by it. I think, again, it is coming off that like stronger taste.
Not bad. Would you get this again there, Brendan?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is like
a breakfast beer.
Exactly. I wasn't gonna say it. Like, it's like I'm not an alcoholic, but I would definitely have this with like breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me some eggs and toast, and this beer. That's what I want.
Absolutely.
Not bad. So, Brandon, the beers we showed. I guess we opened all but the Hefeweizen. But what beers stood out the most to you?
Man, starting off with that Pilsner was awesome. I didn't. No, I liked Pilsners. I don't think I've really tried one. And so I think that's going to be like a mainstay in my fridge, to be honest, because it's just something like it's super easy to drink. It's super like just flavorful and just easy to crush. And so I think that's going to be something that I have. And then the Mountain Beach took me completely by surprise. That was
hell yeah.
No,
like incredible.
Sexy beer.
Yeah. And then the juice one was like surprisingly good.
Good. So Utah, yeah, Utah's got, they're pumping up some good shit out there, Dini.
What?
And look out for our, we're going to do it. I just did a collab with Utah, and it's going to be coming out May 5th for Cinco de Mayo, so keep an eye out for that. And we're doing a Cerveza Negra, so keep an eye out for that one. It's going to be great. Launches Cinco de Mayo. Brandon, glad I can get you to like a beer, craft beer. These are all crafted beers. There's nothing domestic, I mean, you know, mainstream, if you will. So craft beer is awesome. If I can like preach one thing, craft beer is awesome. That's why I'm in it. That's why I love this. For those who don't know, how do I get a hold of Brandon and Shea Productions?
So you can look me up on Instagram. It's just Brandon Shea Productions with an underscore in between each word. Or my website is brandonshayproductions.com.
Okay. And you're quick to respond?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. And then nothing's really a weird inquiry. Like I can ask you to do any photos for anything, and you'll meet with the guests or whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it's something that I don't want to do, I'm really good about like just like yeah. But if I refuse something, I always have someone that I can refer you to. That generally doesn't happen.
Hell yeah, cool, Brandon. This has been a fucking fun time. I've had a great time. I hope you've learned a little bit today. I hope we can showcase who you are as an artist. For those like we're talking about. Brandon does all the photography and video. If you guys need him, reach out to his handles, all of social media and website. Dini, is there any questions you have for Brandon before we leave today?
I mean, I think we could go on for a while, but...
You guys can exchange gamer tags later.
We'll fill a whole nother podcast with that.
Brandon, but is there any questions? What can us as Tastemasters do for you to become, to get out there? What can we do for you?
Oh, man. I'm just really grateful that you had me on. This has been great. I think that, like, doing some photos and stuff for you and then just kind of continuing the relationship that we have has been awesome. I think that'd be good.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Because you got some great photos coming out next week, I guess. It's going to be before this episode. We have some photos from Brandon coming out. Take an eye out for that. Badass guy, badass photographer, fucking big ass heart, Brandon. I'm glad we're friends, dude. You have a gigantic heart. And thanks for being friends with us. Thanks for humoring me coming down here and drinking beers with Dini and I. Dini, thanks for sitting here co-hosting and pouring the beers and spilling the nitro beer. I appreciate that.
It was not my fault.
But that will do it for this episode, guys. Again, Shay Productions, hit him up. Brandon is a fucking awesome photographer, and he will do dude wars.
I will.
Okay, until the next beverage, guys.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Tastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_Audio.